Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm in a predicament.
Can
we make this podcast 5 minutes long because I'm desperate for Chinese?
Are you?
Oh.
Is that what you're having?
It's the little girl inside of me.
Oh, it's the little young one.
It's the little young
one. She already has her trio on the way. She can't wait.
She's mad for trio.
Good for her.
So, sorry guys, but today's podcast is going to be 5 minutes long because I'm going for a spike bag. And you're very welcome along to the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. My name is Jen.
I'm Carla.
And this is your weekly reminder that we're on Patreon. So if you
want more gossip.
If you want more gossip, head on over there. There's a big, huge back catalogue. As usual, the links for everything you're in the show notes down below. Just click on the word Patreon and it'll bring you over there.
5 episodes a month, €6. Lots of stuff happening.
Bing, bang, bosh.
Off you pop.
Exactly.
Off you pop. But in the meantime... What a day, what a week.
Fucking week.
I feel like the celebrities are never not at it, but in particular this month has been just so much stuff going on. Like July 2023 will go down in history as one of the most outrageous, the most thorough, the mad shit that is happening. The mad shit that has happened.
Yeah.
Of all the months. But before we get into our kind of main thing, Sinead O'Connor passed away.
Oh, stop. I don't want to be performative. I never spoke about her before that, so I didn't want to go putting a big, like, tribute up for, you know.
She was kind of like, and it's a weird one because I have friends that are very, very, sorry, I'm laughing about that because two of my friends in particular and I'm in a group chat with and they have been, like, sobbing into the phone for the past couple of days.
Yeah.
And that's just their relationship. Ray, my dad, always loved her, had her playing, but I wasn't a like, she was never really, I'd hear the bits about her, but I never thought she was insane.
No,
you know, way that people are making it out, like, it was like, oh, everybody just thought she was crazy. I didn't. I just thought she was a indie kind of poppy rock star. You know, that kind of like a little bit alternative, and they kind of all are a little bit, creative minds tend to be a little bit more out there than your typical normal.
Well, I think the kind of top line headline stuff that used to get released about her did make her look a bit crazy.
Oh, made her look absolutely. And I think this is now, and I'm the same, like now that I've actually looked into it and I've seen all the posts and all the mad stuff. How fucked was it? The way she was treated.
Oh, fucked. I saw one part of a thing that she did with Dr. Phil.
Yeah,
speaking
me
about
too.
The abuse that her mother, now I found it very hard to listen to, just with the visuals that she was kind of providing. I was like, fuck me, I don't know, because it was like, I don't know, it was just on the algorithm and it was like part eight of whatever. I was like, I don't know if I can go into the full series of this. This is fucking traumatizing, like, the stuff that she was saying about being, like, she stayed out of the back garden for fucking months after her father left, and just the stuff that the mother used to do. I was like, fucking hell, her man needs to be dying. Like, go to fucking hell and be tortured for an eternity. Like, just the stuff. I did get a bit worried about her, and this sounds very fucking bad, but I kind of felt like this was inevitable.
Well, we don't know the cause of death, obviously, but I think everybody has strong suspicions and inklings. We did an episode with Celebrity Memoir Book Club back at the start of April, and they were talking about her memoir, and they were saying, and they hadn't actually realised what had happened with her son.
Last
so do you remember
year,
we had actually, like, and I think that's another thing. So she's kind of always been in the background. You hear about, like, everybody knows that she ripped up the thing of the Pope. You know, like, mm-hmm. everybody knows that happened on SNL. Everybody kind of knows that there was those different things. She changed her name, all that other stuff. But now I think people are learning a little bit more about...
At the roots of it all, she was just... She was fucking... She was cool, like. She was...
Not only was she cool, she was just an advocate. And
absolutely,
like,
yeah. Like, fighting for people's rights.
Fighting for people's rights. Yeah. She was really... on the pulse of everything that was happening with the Grammys, like, and, you know, her boycotting them, everything that was going on. She's had some career, and she's also done amazing stuff. I don't want to talk about it for too long because I think me and you are not the people.
No, and like that, we didn't talk about her all that much mm-hmm. at all before she died, so I feel like it's performative to do it. Obviously, it's a huge loss. She was iconic in the Irish music scene and in the activism, like, realm, I suppose, like, just everything that she, like, even in down the 80s she was talking about racism, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, she was before anybody, you know, like, she was a great advocate for minorities and so many groups of people. She just, and definitely. Then, but like last year when Shane took his own life, and obviously it was so tragic because he actually escaped, he was on watch, he escaped, it was a really fucked up situation. And obviously she went on the rants about the HSE. And obviously when RTE are reporting on the tweets that she did, it made her look fucking crazy. And I do remember them being wild at the time and, like, reading her stuff. And obviously, like, she's a very intricate mind and stuff like that. When you're reading it, she does kind of go off on one. But, like, she wasn't fucking wrong either. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think, you know, she's been open about a lot of her mental health issues.
Yeah.
She's been diagnosed with quite a few, like, post-traumatic stress disorder. She's been diagnosed with a lot of different things, borderline personality. I think she was bipolar as well. A lot of, like, so there was kind of that swing of things. Yeah. But I still find it, and I don't know if it was because, again, when you live in, like, Irish Twitter is its own bubble.
Yeah.
And when Shane passed away, I feel like I never didn't see the tweets. Like, the tweets were, they were very much there. But a lot of people that I've spoken to didn't know that.
Did they know?
No.
Yeah.
Really strange.
And I suppose maybe it's because as well, she was never one for social media. Like, she only posted a video 2 weeks ago to prove that that was her account, because she was never verified on Twitter.
Yeah.
Even before, like, the paid thing came in. And that's why, like, last year when she was doing them tweets, it was off an unverified Twitter account. So it was kind of like, is it horror? Isn't it horror? Like, this is all a bit fucking weird. These are a bit ranty. This is a bit, this is, like, people were kind of categorising it as a bit psycho and stuff like that. It's just kind of like, yeah, it was fucking horror. She's just not into it. Do you know what I mean? Like, just, she's airing her fucking grievances, let her. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It was just, yeah, and it's obviously, it's a big, huge loss. And I didn't realise, actually, like, obviously, with this stuff, you get all the bleeding clickbait, like, Sinead O'Connor's last video revealed. Like, it fucking wasn't, you know what I mean? You were following her or you weren't. Like, don't be, like, you weren't following her. You had to go and look this stuff up because you weren't fucking following her. And now you're trying to get a load of clicks off her death, like, essentially, do you know what I mean? But the... What was it? There was things that were kind of said that I didn't realise the Nothing Compares to You was originally a Prince song.
See, then there was that whole issue with Prince too and all that mad stuff that he did to her.
Fuck off. I didn't know that. No.
Oh my God, he like boxed the head off her.
Fuck off.
He was really strange. Like, yeah, I don't want to, I've read through excerpts of her book from other kind of sources and all that over the years.
There's a documentary that was released
whatever.
Last year as well.
And there was the documentary and, again, mad stuff. I will say, if you're really in, like, if you want to know more, it's there. I would definitely say still, her book is on my list.
Yeah.
I just never got, I was too busy with Justin Timberlake's memoir. But,
that I made you read.
So, that Jen made me read. I would definitely say...
And there's loads of lovely interviews with her. She was on the Tommy Tiernan show. She was on the Blind Boy podcast. She was, there's a few bits of her. Like, just fucking great clips of her on The Late Late, calling people out and stuff like that.
Yeah. So, look, we just wanted to pay our respects as Irish creators.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Now for something completely different. No segues here.
Straight in, no kissing.
That's what Ariana Grande said.
No, she actually said break up with your girlfriend, I'm bored.
Break up, divorce your wife.
Divorce your wife, I'm bored.
All eight of you. Thank you, next.
Like, so I didn't know it was a pattern, did you?
No idea. I keep seeing this fucking photo of the two, and he looks so familiar. She doesn't look like herself. It's very strange. What's going on? Tell me what's going on.
So it broke this week that Ariana Grande, who's been filming and shooting the Wicked, the musical, the movie.
That's by Alphaba.
Is she? I thought she was Glinda. She is.
Oh, fuck.
She is.
Who's Alphaba?
I actually...
Who's playing that?
No. Who is playing Alphaba? I'll let
no,
you...
No, she's playing it because that's...
No, she's not. She's Glinda. For sure. Because she got signed off from Kristen Chenoweth and all this other... But, like, I remember... There's a couple of things that celebrities do that drive me...
Is that why she has the blonde hair?
Up the wall. Yeah. Ah. That drive me up the wall. And I think... I think there's just something so, like... grotesque sometimes about the way that people go on about like roles and stuff like
that. There is.
Do you know what I mean? It's like
Austin Butler got the Elvis
thing.
Yeah,
do you know
off,
it's like, just this kind of shite, and it's like, this is, I get that it's important to you, and I understand that like that's important to you or whatever else like that, but it's just this real like, and I went and I asked, and I know it's as much the interviewer's fault as it is anyone else, but do you ever just be like, would you stop that carrying on?
Yeah,
pop it on LinkedIn and shut the fuck up.
Sorry, Cynthia Erivo is going to be the Wicked Witch of, is it?
Yeah, Alphaba.
That's Alphaba, is it?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Because I was like, who the fuck is going to be singing Divine Gravity? I thought that's why she got the whole fucking role.
No.
Okay. Doesn't make sense for her.
Have you seen Wicked?
Now, yes.
Have you? I haven't.
I've seen the live action.
Have you?
Gone
yeah, the Broadway baby.
The actual yoke.
The Broadway baby.
It's absolutely fabulous.
I would like to see it. I will say I would. I have always been like, oh, I'd like to see it, but then...
Now I can see the outrage for the Ariana Grande playing Glinda.
Yeah, there you go.
Now I can see it.
Yeah.
Because I thought she was getting Alphaba.
No. She's Glinda the
Grinch. For fuck's sake.
Yeah.
It's all coming together now. Right, go on.
So, anyway. So bringing it back. She goes and does this movie. That's all well and good. No one, like, she's overshooting it, I think, in London, I want to say. Anyway, it's
who
all...
Who cares?
Who fucking cares? She's fucking somewhere, right? But, sorry, step one was a coming out sometime earlier this week that her and her husband are dushed and have been dushed since January. Which is so weird to
me. Married 2 years, seemingly happily married, and then separated for 6 months.
So they were dating, I think, for less than a year when her and him, it just seemed so fucking fast. And I remember being like, maybe they were together in total 2 years. I don't think they were together for three. Otherwise, I've lost 3 years, Jen. Don't tell me I've lost 3 years. I haven't lost 3 years, Jen. Don't tell me that.
I think, yeah, because you're, yeah.
Jen, that's bad.
You're one of them. You're a millennial. That's we think 1970 was 30 years ago. We were all fucked up in the timeline.
Jen, don't tell me that.
Yeah, we're all fucked up. We're all fucked up.
Okay. Anyway, whatever.
That was a weird age for me as well. I couldn't remember if I was 33 or 34. Yeah. I remember that.
Anyway, I hate that.
Yeah.
So it came out that her and her fella were done, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
Because I remember when it was announced that she was getting married, and I was like, what? I didn't even know that she had a fella.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was all very, I just remember it being all a bit fucking strange, because she kind of went, she had all the albums, she was there pumping out the albums, everything was happening, and then it just seemed like married woman now concentrating on this wicked role. It's all very, and again, and people was change, like, that's fine.
A but private relationship and stuff, wasn't
it? It seems like a really private relationship. Mm. He seems like he's a real estate agent over there.
Yeah.
Like, she has odd taste, she has an odd taste in men, I will say.
Yeah.
Very strange. They broke up. Sorry, they published a statement being like, we're done.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was a bit like, huh? And they were like, yeah, they couldn't make it work. The long distance thing was just killing them. I was like, maybe we try that out before we get married.
Yeah.
Maybe we try that out before, because we kind of know what our careers are, don't we? We do know. We know that you will live, you know, you will live and work in LA. Or is it New York? Can't remember. One of the two. In your real estate job. And we know that she will be traveling.
Yeah.
We know that. So
Ariana,
maybe we don't get married. Maybe we give it a go first.
And I mean, it's not as if it was a PR relationship. Like, it's
no, it's not
generally like very successful, very wealthy, but not famous. But
there, I feel like there is this real. I've seen it a good few times. Like, it was the same with Naya Rivera and Big Sean when they, and he's appropriate for later. But when they broke up, she got married the same date that she was supposed to marry him to a different bloke, same place, same wedding. And I feel like I see it a lot where a celebrity will have a broken engagement and then the next person they meet, they will marry and they will do it rapidly.
They're fucking weirdos.
It was the same with J-Lo. And after she broke up with Ben Affleck, she married your man quick, sharp.
Mm.
Like quick, quick, sharp. Yeah. Was it Chris? Was it the dancer? Yeah, it was Chris Judd.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was the dancer. She married him. Like, and I remember being like, this is, whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was with P Diddy at the time. Puff Daddy. Maybe it was a Puff Daddy. Anyway, it was
Puff Daddy at the time. Yeah.
Puff Daddy at the time. She broke up with him and got engaged to Ben Affleck, I think, as well, very quick. And I remember, like, there just seems to be this thing of celebrities being together, getting engaged, that breaking off, and then the next person they meet, they seem to marry like rapido.
Yeah, yeah.
So
they have the money for it.
They do, and it's not the same. And I understand that, like, marriage in Hollywood is not the same as marriage in Dublin. Like, they are not looking at 3-bed semi-Ds wondering if they can put in an extension if they end up having another kid. Like, that's just not their lives.
And they also weren't brought up with the fucking Catholic Church ingrained into them.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting when you look at people like Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, they've been together for 40 years, anyway, a very long time.
Mm.
More than 40, less than 50, I want to say. They've been together for a very, very long time. They have not got married. Every time they're asked about it, and they've always been asked about it because they're still together, still, like, dating, you know, living together, everything else like that. Both of them have said they have previously been married, and it doesn't matter who you are, divorce is expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
And they've just been like, no, we did it, we scratched the itch, we did the marriage thing. Mm-hmm. Don't need to do it.
That's dead right.
Dead right.
I feel like when it comes to celebs, it's nearly like, do you know, like, the way that there's the kind of the order of things. So
yeah, yeah.
You're exclusive, then your boyfriend and girlfriend. Yeah.
Boyfriend, then girlfriend.
You're, yeah, like there's this, but with celebrities, they don't stop there. It's like, now we're engaged, now we're married, and now we can't go off with anybody else now.
Yeah.
So that's it. But it's not like a serious thing, getting married, you know what I mean? It's just like a nice day out.
No, it's a party.
Yeah.
And it's a reason for even more attention to be put on them.
Exactly.
Which and that's the thing.
It's an event, like, it's, yeah.
But that's the thing that I always find a bit strange. I'm like, you are Kim Kardashian. You don't need any more attention.
I know.
You can't spin for somebody taking a pic of you. I don't know. It's weird. I'd love to look into it. But I also do think it's a lot to do with boredom.
Yeah.
That's like, there's nothing else to be fucking doing, so why not plan a wedding?
I'm trying to get on, like, get a little centrepiece in Vogue, is it?
I don't know. I really...
Vanity Fair spread.
Yeah.
Do you know?
I'd like to know more.
It probably is for the coverage. Basically, the popularity, the
but I still I'll never understand that. You know, people being like, it's a PR relationship. I'm like, PR for who? Yeah. It's Taylor Swift. You can't get bigger.
I know, yeah.
But then I suppose it's because the projects that they have out and blah, 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 and all that other kind of stuff. And yeah, as we've seen, even Taylor Swift can have a flop era.
Yeah.
Mad stuff. But anyway, what happens is she ends up splitting from the fella. This all gets announced. I'm like, what? Because I had it on our list. So me and Jen make a list of all the mad shit that the celebs do be doing. And we do a roundup at the end of the month. But this is just too big and too complicated. Yeah, we would have spent the whole episode just talking about that. So she's getting her own episode. And also it's very fresh. And I feel like there's a lot to come from this.
Okay.
Like a lot to come. And I know you listeners love to get involved and be sending us all the memes and doing all the things. So let's do this. But she, anyway, this all happens. Her and her fella are done. Then it comes out that she is dating her co-star, Ethan Slater.
Yeah.
Who is married.
Yeah.
And has a child.
And the child's only small.
The child is very small. It's only new. It's only very brand new. So it all came out that he's in the movie too. He plays, oh, I can't remember the name of the character.
Who fucking cares? It's probably a munchkin. I don't care. He's in it. What was he in before? He looks so familiar.
He looks like a brother. I think that's what you're getting.
He looks like a brother.
Have you not seen this?
Oh, wait. That photo. That one photo.
That's her brother.
Oh God.
And that's him.
Jesus. No, I didn't see that one.
Yeah, that's her bro.
No, he looks really familiar. He's definitely been in. Whoa.
Yeah, he's the image. Google Frankie Grande.
God.
For anybody.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That's
he was on Big Brother. Didn't do as well as I think we all thought that he would. No. But then it kind of just started this whole thing. So his wife came out saying, Ariana's the story really, not a girl's girl. My family is just collateral damage.
She's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
I feel like this is another Brangelina, but it's like, I don't feel like Ariana's going to be villainized as much as Angelina was. Do you know?
I think because it was,
even though she has a long history of doing this.
That's what I think. This is the problem. She had a long history doing this. People have been trying to bring it to our attention and nobody's really been picking up the tab.
Because it's like, she's a Disney star now.
I don't know what it is. It's like,
you
it's
can't
very
say that
strange.
About Ariana Grande. She's just so innocent.
Her PR is great because you never really
hear that much shit about her.
You don't really hear that much smack about her.
No.
And there was kind of, I think also because after everything that happened with the Manchester bombing,
yeah,
and all of the effort she made with the victims' families and all of this kind of everything that happened there, and then Mac Miller, and it was just like tragedy after tragedy. Like the girl just couldn't catch a break, and I wasn't a fan. I used to think her, like, her songs were mega annoying, and I used to think she was mega annoying. She was one of those people that I just immediately took a dislike to.
Yeah,
you know, like where you're just like, oh, you wrecked my head.
Katy Perry.
Yeah. But then I started really getting into her music, and she was like, I just thought her, like, I thought Positions was great. I thought Sweetener was a great album. I just got really into her music and really into her, and I just thought it was nice. And then this happens, and all the stuff that I conveniently put to the back of my brain comes out.
Comes out.
But it was already out.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't even.
It's all gone. Carol pointing at the page.
Yeah, they were like, it's been here.
Yeah.
So Ethan and his wife, Lily J, have been together, married for 10 years.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Nearly 11. They had a kid last year. So they had their first child last year. And they were posting lovey-dovey, like, couldn't do anything without you. You're the best thing in my life. All the way up to May.
Oh, God. When did this start filming? Because obviously it happened on set, did it?
Yeah, obviously.
Jesus.
Now, no one's confirmed anything, but the wife has, obviously.
Yeah.
And he filed divorce papers this week as well. But it hasn't said what the reasons are.
He filed. It's going to be irreconcilable differences
as it fucking
always
usual.
Is. Like,
Yeah. So then it kind of comes out that she has a pattern of choosing, quote unquote, unavailable men.
Married men.
So I had no, like, I knew about the Big Sean thing because obviously, as we spoke about earlier, Big Sean was with Naya Rivera, who was, they looked like they were going to be pretty endgame.
Mm-hmm.
Then they broke up. He got with Ariana Grande pretty quickly afterwards. She got with her ex-husband pretty quickly too. But she did speak about how Ariana Grande was kind of the other woman.
Oh
And there has been a lot of kind of people coming out being like, yeah, she used to visit him in the studio because they did a song or two together pre this. I think they've done a good few now. And she had said, like, a lot of people were saying that she was like obviously sitting on his lap, and it just always seemed a bit kind of weird. And it seems like she's one of those people who she'll secure a bloke before she breaks up with the bloke that she's with.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So, not ideal.
No.
Not ideal for anybody. And obviously this is after happening again. So there was Mac Miller. So Mac Miller was another one of her like quite famous exes. He broke up with his very long-term girlfriend, and then she got with him pretty much immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she, that woman, her name's Naomi Leisure. Kind of gas.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote this, she's like does poetry and stuff. She wrote this big long poem.
Okay.
I don't really want to read it out because it doesn't make.
Yeah.
To me, I was just kind of like, that's long and good for you, but I don't understand.
Yeah.
Then Pete Davidson. She got with Pete Davidson, and Pete Davidson had been with Larry David, the comedian, the American comedian, his daughter, Cassie. C-A-Z-Z-I-E. Cassie David. He'd been with her for 2 years.
Right.
They seemed very kind of compatible. Considering now we know Pete Davidson dates world and never really seems to get past kind of like the year, maybe a little bit more than a year mark.
Yeah.
He was dating her. They split. He gets with Ariana immediately. And at the time, I can't remember what the statement was, but I remember your one being like, that's interesting.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But there is 8 men.
8 in total?
8 in total that apparently... she was kind of the quote, like, she was kind of the other woman for.
Be a girl's girl, Ariana.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Same with her husband, Dalton Gomez. He was in a long, like, serious long-term relationship with somebody. Broke up is with Ariana Grande. As we know, Pete, this bloke, Ethan Slater, who played SpongeBob
in the musical. He's a big theatre head. Do you know what? He looks like the fella who I watch on TikTok. That's how I thought he looked so familiar. He kind of has... I don't know, it's a very normal looking face. If that makes sense. Do you know what I mean?
It is a normal looking face. I think the photo that went viral of the two of them together is just...
oh my God, it's horrific.
It's mad.
They look like they're about to get out of a water slide or something. I don't know, they look wrecked.
Yeah, they're not. They're at dinner anyway. They're at dinner in London. She was seen at Wimbledon. Sorry, around the time that she was seen at Wimbledon, it broke that her and her husband were no longer... mm. And she was seen with your man from Bridgerton, the really hot one. Your fella.
Anthony.
Is that his name?
My fella.
Your fella from Bridgerton.
Reggie or...
no, not Reggie.
Right.
The other one.
The other fella, yeah. Anthony.
Yeah. Apparently he's in it too.
Is he?
Yeah. There you go. No.
He's gay in real life, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he everybody was like, oh, she's out with her GBFF.
Oh, fuck off.
I know, I hate that. So yeah, so all a bit mad. I just really... can't believe that this is a pattern, and I can't believe that nobody has kind of really
called her out on it.
They have, but we just haven't been listening.
Yeah, I definitely didn't know that about her. I'm shocked now and appalled and very disappointed.
And there's a blog piece here by the company is called, or sorry, the company, the blog is called She Knows.
Okay.
She knows.
She knows.
Yeah. She knows. So they said, remember, we are talking about the woman who wrote the song called Break Up With Your Girlfriend on board.
Oh, yeah. Or Thank You Next.
Yeah. And I remember she did that when she was doing that kind of press tour for Thank You Next. She kind of went viral because she was talking about why she wrote the song, and she had gone to, she had told Big Sean what she was going to write, like called him, was like, this is what I'm going to say about you. And he was kind of like, gas, yeah, whatever, don't give a shy. And
you're Ariana Grande, you're a tweeny bopper, fuck off.
Yeah, but I never understood, like with her and Big Sean, I never really got it either, because I was just like, this is mad. And then with Mac Miller as well.
Yeah.
Like, and lots of them like wrote songs about her, and a lot of them wrote songs about how good she is in bed.
I could see that.
Really? Oh, there's a dog.
There's a little dog.
He wants to get involved.
He's even been with Ariana. She made him, that dog, split up.
That's
with his bitch.
Be careful.
To be her dog.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, there you go.
I'm shocked and appalled, and I'm very disappointed. That's all I can really say. I just didn't see that from Ariana. Don't like that. I don't pay that much attention to her.
No, I don't.
But she does have that real kind of even though she, like, she did the whole God is a woman and that. Remember she, like, left after, I know it was after the Manchester bombings, and she came back in all sexy stuff. And what was the, was a provocative woman? What was the?
A dangerous woman.
Dangerous woman.
Yeah. Provocative woman. Huh?
That was,
is that, you know, great? Provocative woman. You know that song?
I don't know what I'm fucking talking about. Mm-hmm. Delirious. I'm mad for a curry. No, she came back with that whole thing, and I was like, good for her now, but I still never really saw her. I've always just seen her as a Disney star.
Yeah, and I
do because, get that. It's because she's Gen Z. So I just think...
She's not.
Is she? What age is she?
31. Sorry, 30. She's not Gen Z. Gen Z starts in 97.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
See, I feel like she's so much...
She's just 5 years younger than you.
I'm only 35, but like, I do feel like she's... I don't know, she looks like a child.
It's because she's so, and it's because she's tiny. I think it's because she's so petite.
She's a little pint-sized, little. Yeah. She's gorgeous, like, do you know what I mean?
And I'm glad you said that because Naya Rivera wrote in her memoir.
All right.
We've been fighting.
Who's Naya Rivera now?
Naya Rivera, you know, the Glee star, she passed away.
I was thinking that's who it was, but then I was
she was
like,
with Big Sean,
sure.
And then drummer, he wrote, I don't fuck with you, about her.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
The shake of him.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so Arisol. Tragic, Naya Rivera. I hope I wonder how her son is.
I know.
It's so fucking tragic, isn't it?
I know. It is. It's awful. Anyway, she wrote in her memoir saying, we've been fighting for 5 days straight while he was travelling. Then the one day that he was back in LA, he said he didn't want to see me. Well, asshole, I've got a key to your house. I walk in, I go downstairs, and guess what little girl is sitting cross-legged on the couch listening to music? It rhymes with Shmariana Shmandy.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And then, as I said, Cassie David, who's Larry David's daughter, said that they were on and off. They had broken up, and I think it was a couple of days later, she was like, actually, no, I don't want to be off. She contacted Pete, and he said, he told me he's now the happiest he's ever been, and he wanted to continue the time apart. This 180 was not what I expected, but it wasn't unfamiliar. I said, okay, I loved him. Tears streaming down my face, and he hung up quickly.
That was
And
quick.
Then it came out, she found out on social media, not too long after that, that he was with Ariana.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
She's quick. She's very fast. That's what happens when you're tiny. You can be fast like that.
And at that time, she said, I scrolled through Twitter and saw that my ex of one day had a new girlfriend. I think I probably left my human body. My dad held me as I shook uncontrollably in his arms for the entire flight.
God.
So.
Jesus. Cutthroat.
There you go, guys. Absolutely insane. I just think the carry-on of celebrities. The carry-on.
The carry-on, I know. The neck. The fucking neck of them. Speaking of celebrities with fat necks,
right? Oh yes,
during the week, my ma sends me a picture of my name and her address on a box. Now Sheila's not very; she wouldn't have the cop on to zoom out a little bit and show me the size of the package. So I don't know if this is an envelope or a package. I'm like, weird. Didn't order anything. And as far as I'm aware, I'm not on that many PR lists. And if I am, they all have my new address, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what this was. It was like, great, grand to be over for tomorrow. Rocked in. Opened it up. It's a box, by the way. Opened it up. There's like a bag there, right? This grey bag. And it has FRGD on it. No PR thing.
FRGD.
Forged.
For real.
No. Nope.
God damn.
We'll get there. No A4 sheet explaining what's going on.
I hate when that happens and you're like, I don't know who sent this, why, where, what this stuff is.
There was no email.
Yeah.
There was no DM.
Yeah.
And there's, as far as I know, no PR company with me ma's address. Right? I opened it. There's a cap there. There's 4 cans of stout. There's like keychains, there's a pint glass, there's all this sort of crack going on, right? T-shirt as well, I think. The bag's actually grand. I might either use it for the podcast or Adam might use it as a man bag for the when he has 2 kids. Right? And then I go on to find, I was like, who the fuck sent this? Anyway, put it back into the mall. It's like, because usually a PR company will always, just ethically, like, ask for permission to send you alcohol. They don't do it off their own back because it's not ethical. There could be fucking anything going on. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I never thought of that.
Then I'm going through stories. I didn't think about it. I put it in the boot of my car. I'm going through stories and then I see somebody else that I follow getting this and tagging Conor McGregor. I was going, forged. A ping, fucking light bulb went off, right? It's like, of course there was no email. Of course, freaked out that me Maz address is on somebody's fucking list somewhere. It got to do with this man. Bust through the fucking door, like Conor McGregor himself, four cans of stout in a fucking school bag. I now have this shit that I'm like, what do I do with this?
You promote the brand.
And this is where my conflict lies, because I don't particularly support the man behind it, but I'd like to support the people who make a living off it in the background.
No.
But then the other thing is, will I get a box? Bit like that outfit in the pub that time.
Oh, yeah.
Will I get boxed in the head?
Be careful.
Because, well, I was like, not very aware. I'm very pregnant at the minute. Like, who the fuck sent me this? Who thought this was a good idea? Just a fat neck of a fucking celebrity again.
There you go.
So there you go. That's rare. Have you got an unpopular opinion for the week?
My unpopular opinion of the week that I think might be popular, but I'm hoping we can have a chat about, is I feel like people who pay for blue ticks are pathetic.
Yeah, oh, I was only thinking this last night.
It's so, first of all, it's so annoying.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Because you're like, oh, and you click through and you're like, okay.
It used to be.
And it's like, songwriter, London, 1,300 followers.
And then you click on blue tick and it tells you when they got the blue tick. And it's
sorry.
All,
shut up. I have to check. There's this girl who's been after it for years. Okay,
our video of the Lee from Blue video went viral on Instagram, and now it as I said before, Instagram in the notifications will always prioritize the blue tick.
Yeah,
they always prioritize it, so they go on the top, and then you're just like, oh, isn't that great? Because obviously we were like, our video was shared by fucking Catherine. Catherine Ryan. And like, it was a little few celebrities. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, that's it's great for our like the episode and promoting the podcast and all that sort of stuff. And it like obviously spreads our reach, gets us more listeners, all that kind of stuff. So it's like nice to know when something like that happens. But then when you have, there was one, I don't know what the username was, it's irrelevant anyway. I clicked on the blue tick. She had like 500 followers. And like this, I fucking hate this whole conversation around like, oh, she only has this and anyway. It's irrelevant. But the blue tick really fucking threw me, because I was just like, what? And then I clicked on the blue tick, because on Twitter, if you click on a blue tick, it tells you why they have a blue tick. It's because they're either subscribed or it's a legacy one.
Oh.
Or because they're a brand, or because they're a news outlet. Or because of this, that, and the other.
See, like this.
But on Instagram, just let me finish this. On Instagram, it says this person has been verified since June 2023. So anybody who's been verified since June 2023, I will not believe that they are legit.
But so this is what annoys me about it. I think the blue tick is a good idea, because it does, like, it stops a fan page from being seen as a real, you know, that kind of stuff. It's like, I do think the blue tick is a good idea. Because,
oh no, for actual celebrities though.
Yeah, for like impersonation, for that's what I mean. I do understand that. Or somebody who's like a journalist putting out a piece, I do think it's like an important thing to do. And that's why I think it's pathetic now. Because I think, number one, Instagram have made it a joke because it's a subscription service. So let me just tell you. So to get a blue badge, right, if you purchase a blue badge, $14.99 a month.
Oh, I thought it was 17. It's actually a bit cheaper.
Maybe it is 17.
I think it was 17.
Maybe it's 17. You get a verified badge, so your audience can trust that you're a real person and that you're sharing your real stories.
Oh, for God.
You get increased account protection. Worry less about impersonation with proactive identity monitoring.
Hell.
Not true, because everybody who had a fucking blue tick before who lost their page, shit show, couldn't get it back.
Yeah.
So, bollocks. Support when you need it. Get answers more quickly about the things that matter to you. At the moment, support is only available in some languages. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then unique stickers. Express yourself with stickers that are only available for Meta-verified users.
What?
Like, give me strength.
Oh, that's so fucking stupid.
That's mega embarrassing. Let me see this now. So you can just click in.
It's all gone to shit, isn't it?
So you can just click in and see where.
Yeah, so if you go onto the person's profile and then at the top of the page, click on their blue tick, it'll tell you when.
Oh, July 2023.
Yeah, you see, there you go.
I'm mortified.
Yeah. Anything from June now, you're just, I'm not believing you. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I know for a fact I'm not believing that person, do you know?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It just, and it did, it was a way to decipher whether, like, because, like, a fan page could just put their name as something, do you know what I mean? Like, say for instance, and this is a complete, like, fucking made up example, but, like, Drake's username is Champagne Pappy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So somebody could just go on and make up like a username and like, I don't know, make it look like it's personal to that person and then make it look completely legit. Also, you can fake an ID, so it's not, it's bullshit about the having to prove your identity and it's like you're verified because you've shown your ID. Like, fuck off. It's not. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a fucking money making scheme. And also what I've noticed is when you go onto somebody's profile on Instagram and you scroll, every tour post is an ad. Where's our fucking money, Mark?
No way.
If I go onto your profile and I scroll through three posts, a fucking ad comes up on your feed. You ain't getting the fucking money for that, sister.
Oh, they're just, like, do you know what it is? It's just, it's everywhere now. It's like they're trying to take constant money out of every single, it's like putting the fucking car park meters in Liffey Valley and Blanche. Nothing has sent me so west before in my life. All this stuff, I'm like, would you leave it out?
Yeah.
Would you just relax for 2 fucking seconds putting up the tolls?
I know.
That road's paid for.
Yeah. It's a private company.
Like, stop your messing.
It's the same with the way that the, like, the rubbish bins went fucking private companies and all, like, the amount of stuff, it's just like, whoa. Oh, fuck's sake. I actually wouldn't mind a bit of communism now and again. Do you know what I mean? Like, no, just to fucking honestly, make things fair. Like, it's gone ridiculous.
Yep.
Like, say what you want about Dubai. You can make a fucking money over there. Because the tax, it's the way that the actual system is tiered.
Mm.
And the way that the government do things, it's actually fucking fair.
They just hate women and gay people.
They absolutely do. But if we could have their, like, financial system over here, that'd be fantastic.
I'm sure there'd
Thanks very much.
There's some politician somewhere crying, listening to this.
I know, yeah.
Sobbing their eyes out.
I'm like, print more money. Come on, guys.
I know for a fact you can. I know you can.
Fuck's sake. Right, have you got Stomper to be...
I do have the Stomper of the Week.
Carla's Stomper of the Week.
So this is a tune that has been tuning for quite a while. It's one of those ones that every time it comes up, I'm like, ooh. You know, bit of a vibe. And also very appropriate because Kylie Jenner's been in the news a lot this week, but we'll chat more about that over on Patreon.
Okay.
So this is by Tyga.
All right.
I feel like everybody forgets that Tyga...
is with Avril Lavigne now.
Yeah, but I also feel like yeah, I do forget that. Yeah. But I also, you forget that he does the L music.
I know,
you kind of don't. Everybody knows Rack City and that's about it.
Yeah.
Like, name another title other than, what's that one?
I wouldn't have even known he did Rack City, but you know what I'm like for artists and our music.
What's that one that he did with Chris Brown and it's very famous?
Who cares? It's Chris Brown.
Jose and Loyal. That one.
All right.
That one. Anyway, this is Leather in the Rain.
Okay.
And it's just very untiger-like. What a summer bop. Also, I hate the fake singing.
I hate the auto-tune.
My intuition is telling me.
And then it just goes like this.
My intuition tells me that you're getting in this whip of me.
All right.
Tell me what you're into. We can get into it endlessly. Get into it endlessly. See, she could wear leather in the rain. She could find pleasure in pain.
Summer banger.
Say my name, say my name. Say
pain. Like, honestly, Justin Timberlake could sing that and I'd be like, or not Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber could sing that.
Anyone could sing it.
Anyone could sing it.
But it's a bop.
Yeah, it's a bop. It's just, not very tiger like.
No, it's not either. A tiger thing, that's what I mean. So it's kind of like, okay, fair, go you.
All right, go on. You know? Try yourself, dare you?
Yeah. Very, exactly.
Thanks a million for listening. We hope you enjoyed. We're going to go and record our Patreon. And oh, Jesus Christ, I can't fucking wait for the Chinese. Sure, look. Have a nice weekend. We'll talk to you later.
Sure, bye. Good luck.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.